Hello. Yeah, this is the big story of the year, isn't it?
But
you know, forget Libya, Iraq. You know, this is it. This is what we're all talking about.
But the point, as you know, with your experience in television, when something commands 14 or 15 million viewers a week, then it's a huge story.
It is a big story because, you know, it's part of our culture, and, you know, Bake Off has become part of a lot of people's lives, you know, their daily lives. So everyone's genuinely interested in this and wants to know what's going on. I mean, it all comes down, obviously, to on-screen chemistry because I think, as somebody once said, on-screen chemistry isn't rocket science. It's much more complicated than that. And Clive James, the broadcaster and TV critic, he once said, and I thought this went to the heart actually of the appeal of particular presenters on television like Mel and Sue and their importance to programs that they're on. He said, if you're on the telly, it's not what you say, it's how you come over. And that goes to the heart, as I say, of Bake Off and all four of them, the two judges and the two presenters. You know, they have this unique, irreplaceable chemistry, and that's going to be the big problem for Channel 4, because you can't imitate it. You know, you can't replace it with something that's like for like. You're going to have to find something different that works in a different way, and that is incredibly hard.
It was interesting, when you and Judy left this morning in ITV, you moved to Channel 4, but you took a lot of people with you, didn't you, which was one of the keys.
Well, you know, that's the kind of the judgment of hindsight. It wasn't quite like that at the time. When we left, I must say, I think we displayed a fair degree of hubris and possibly overconfidence, because we thought we took our editor with us from this morning, who was very, very good. We took our top producers, we took our personal PA, and obviously we went. And there was great confidence that we would simply replicate what we'd done for the last 13 years on ITV. And you know what? We didn't, not to begin with. For the first, people forget this, but for the first 3 to 4, maybe even 5 months, we almost crashed and burned. I mean, you know, Channel 4 had paid a lot, as they paid a lot for Bake Off, for our services, for our program at the other end of the day, 5 till 6, and we were not delivering the ratings that they expected to happen straight away. Now, what happened there was that because we were a live show and it was a daily show, we had the opportunity to kind of test bed the program on a daily basis. And we were quite shocked and taken aback that we weren't making a good show. You know, the ratings weren't good. But after about 3 months, because we had really good support from the channel, it came good. And then we had a 7-year hit, you know, which had some of the highest ratings that Channel 4 has had. But it nearly didn't happen. And at the same time, the show that we left this morning, which of course is still going fantastically strong and we're very proud of it, that struggled as well. I mean, it's funny, TV executives don't like to admit it because it takes some of their power away from them, but presenters are actually quite important to the tenure and to the tone of a show, and you mess with that at your peril.
Well, we make a positive choice as viewers, who we allow into our homes, which is the key.
Absolutely.
And actually, you mentioned live TV there. Of course, by the time Bake Off is aired on Channel 4, they'll have recorded the whole series. It'll be in the can.
I think that's a really good point. As I say, we could fine-tune it because it was live, and so could this morning once we'd left. They could fine-tune it and test out different presenters until finally they got it right with Fern and John Leslie, and that was when it came good again. It's very different when you're doing a pre-recorded program that's only on once a week. They'll have to sort of do it blind, really, and then transmit it and hope, fingers crossed, that it works. But to be honest with you, I mean, in this weird industry of ours, the signs aren't good. I mean, as I say, we nearly crashed and burned. This morning nearly went off air when we left it. And then just look at the motoring show on BBC Two. I mean, you know, it's not worked. It's very hard to get it right straight away. If you stick with it, then, you know, obviously your chances of getting it right improve. But when you're looking at an investment, I think it's of £75 million over 3 years, there'll be plenty of people at Channel 4 when it doesn't work to begin with, and it won't work to begin with, it won't, who will want to pull the plug. So it's going to be quite interesting to watch.
Maybe the BBC should replace it in the schedule by bringing back a show like Runway with Richard Madeley. That would work. That would work.
That was fun. That was a long... Mike, how old are you? A long time ago.
Old enough, clearly. That's the point. Richard, thanks so much. We're not going to see you and Judy hosting Bake Off on Channel 4, are we?
No. Listen, that is a poisoned chalice. I wouldn't go near it for 20 million quid, to be honest. It might work in the end, as I say, if they stick with it. But initially, it won't, because there'll be resistance against it. The media will be against it. Press will pick it apart. And it would be the kind of... the kind of show that I would hate to go near. So, you know, I wish them well, but it's going to be tough.
Richard, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time. That's Richard Madeley with his thoughts on the change in the Great British Bake Off.